Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Mindy McNeil. I'm talking with Taylor Swallow. He is the owner of Sartos. His restaurant has amazing Italian food. They are going to be live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 10th. I hope you'll be there as well. If you're listening, you need to be there. You need to go online to KUVO.org and get your tickets. But I have him here, and Taylor, I've been going through your menu. This looks amazing, because I was just telling you that I went to Italy over Memorial Day and had some great Italian food. So some of the stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I do have a few questions real quick. So first of all, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Now, the first thing I noticed, though, that you have a Wine Down Wednesday. What is Wine Down Wednesday? I'm a Moscato freak. So,
oh, good.
But I'd like to hear from you. What does Wine Down Wednesday mean?
So Wine Down Wednesday is every Wednesday, we offer half-price bottles of wine across our lists, with the exception of our cellar. And our goal is just to get our guests trying some new wines. We, you know, rotate our wines out every season. So come in, we have guests that have actually gone through most of the wine list, which is fun. Every Wednesday, all evening long, come in, explore the list a little bit, and get half off bottles of wine.
So, Taylor, on your website, it says our team curates local and or sustainable ingredients to offer a truly scratch menu and handmade pastas. So what do you mean by sustainable ingredients?
Sure. Well, I think it's important now to use ingredients that can be replenished. We have a great example right now. We have an Ora King salmon on our menu that comes out of New Zealand. Mm. They use sustainable farming practices, so it is out in the ocean that they farm. It's a very clean environment, but they're not harvesting all of the fish from the area.
Okay.
They're replacing what they farm and give us a great product with it. So it's that combination of finding great products, but also finding products that don't deplete the environment.
Oh, that's so good, especially in this day and age. I want to talk, though, about the handmade pastas, because
sure.
So this is all in-house, or how does that happen? Because I know you've got Cavatelli. Okay,
yeah.
So the rolled pasta dumpling. So can you tell me a little bit about that? That sounds good and handmade.
Sure.
Pastas.
So, just kind of we focus mainly Northern Italian, which is usually hand pastas, not extruded pastas,
okay.
Meaning it's rolled and cut. So cavatelli is basically almost like a gnocchi, but then you take that little dumpling and you roll it through a roller, and it gives us this very unique, more dense shape, not as light and fluffy as a traditional gnocchi.
Now, what about am I saying this right? Peachy.
Yeah.
I said it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's one C, double C.
Okay.
But we hear PC, peachy, peaky. We know what to respond to.
You know how to end.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is more, it's a hand-cut noodle. So is that still within your homemade scratch or handmade scratch?
Yeah. So we start with the same dough for most of the noodles.
Okay.
Some do vary a little bit, like our squid ink. But the peachy is a hand-cut, and then it's hand-rolled. So it becomes like a larger round spaghetti almost. Very traditional in the Tuscan region. And as we go through those different seasons, it's one we like to play with.
Now, it says it's got heirloom tomatoes, pesto, but grana? Am I saying that?
Grana padana.
Okay,
yes.
What is that? Okay.
So the easiest way to explain it is it's almost like a young Parmesan. So it kind of abbreviated as grana. It's a little bit, it's not quite as brittle, not quite as briny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a smoother cheese.
All right. Now, okay, so we're talking about the pastas, but you do have a grilled lamb T-bones a la brace. Am I saying that right?
A la brace.
So how do you put, what's the name of that? The name of that dish?
Agnello lamb, yeah.
So some meat. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about that? That sounds sauteed green beans, got lamb jus.
Very indicative of the Tuscan region, right? So a la brace is really a way of just saying over the fire, right?
Because
Tuscany, you were there. It's all grill. That's
wonderful.
So it's our play. It's almost like our homage to beef Fiorentine, the larger format steaks that are cooked on the grill.
Okay.
But the little T-bones are beautiful. They're 5 ounces each. I actually had it last week when we were in.
Oh.
So it's a nice grilled dish, light with the lemon, a little rosemary, and then the green beans on the side.
Okay. So, because I will be doing a link to your website, so hopefully there's some pictures of some of these dishes.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. And it says daily inspired bites. So what are the bites, and is it I'm going to butcher the name, so I'm going to have you say the name of it.
So I know you've had them if you've been in the region.
Oh, yeah.
So Cicchetti, yeah. Right? So they're the little things when you have a glass of wine, they bring out those little snacks for you.
Yeah, I had like the bruschetta, and then they put like, they did that, and then they did like a chicken and a liver pate on mine. Okay, so is that kind of what you guys?
Very indicative. So definitely as you get, especially Florence and Northeast, right, into Venice, Cicchetti's a big deal. It's part of aperitivo, which is happy hour. Mm-hmm. You get a drink, you get these little bites. So we actually have a Cicchetti bar, which is almost set up like a sushi bar. So we do these little small bites with the chef right there, making them to order. And so it's a lot of fun. It's very interactive, you know, along that social Italian side of things.
To get people, going. Yeah. And then, because this is on your accessories menu. So is that the kind of like that?
So accessories, we have a tailoring theme. So accessories had some derivations, but the goal is accessories are kind of things you can have at the beginning. You can have it to share. You can have it with other dishes you're having, kind of part of the shared experience of the your dining.
Okay, because you've got gnocchi tots on here. Oh, this just sounds amazing because I love gnocchi, so this is good.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
Yes, they do. And then this one, okay, so I do have a couple questions on, you've got, is it crudo?
Crudo.
Okay, so that's thinly sliced raw Campachi?
Campachi.
What is Campachi?
So Campachi is an amberjack. It's part of the amberjack fish family.
Oh, fish. Okay.
So, you know, Italians, you know, everybody thinks of sashimi being very much Japanese, but there's a lot of crudo, especially on the coastal parts of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see these very traditional kind of thinly sliced and different accoutrement that goes with it. So this has these really cool Calabrian chili little meringues. They're like little meringues, but you break them, and it's got a little spice and a little salt to it.
Okay.
That goes with the fish. It's very cool.
Oh, sounds good. Okay. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you choose? There's so much. And then the Pinzimonio?
Pinzimonio.
Okay, because with that, there's a cannellini hummus?
Yeah.
What is that? What kind of hummus is that?
So like a white bean hummus. So a little smoother than your traditional chickpea. And
okay.
Pinzimonio is, you know, the crudita that's usually in kind of that part of Europe, right? So fresh veggies on a tray with some dips.
Oh, so that's...
And it's fantastic.
Okay, and I'm sure I'm just making everybody just go crazy because I keep naming all these things or bringing them up. But, okay, under textures, you have angurria.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Watermelon.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's just a light, something nice, light.
Very light. You know, it's nice, bright, because, you know, that watermelon, we're actually starting to incorporate some of the other melons that are coming to season now. So it plays like this melon salad with some light greens and a nice vinaigrette. It's really pretty this time of year.
Okay, so then I do have a question. I'm looking at your menu. So it kind of goes accessories, textures, alterations.
Yep.
You've got different names for things.
Yep.
But I want to know, what does that mean under textures? Is that...
So textures, so we have our accessories, and that the idea is that it accessorizes your meal, right?
Okay.
So kind of everybody can enjoy it. They're shareables. Textures is that idea of that's where our salads and our soups and things that are kind of individual that are meant to just add a course to your experience, right? That kind of cleansing course. And then we now have tailored entrees. We used to break out our pastas and our proteins, like Italian
tailored
stew. But the local diner they have pastas for their main dish, right? They don't really think of it as a small pasta before, you know, chicken or lamb. So we've just created one category for those.
Okay, and then under your final fittings, of course, no trip for a meal would not be complete without your nice gelato for dessert. So, so it's just basically seasonal, whatever you have there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, brunch. Brunch is on just Sunday or Saturday or both?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
10 a.m. Open.
So it sounds like you've got some good stuff because I'm a Tromboli. And then the frittata, so the Tromboli?
Yeah. Stromboli, yeah. So
Stromboli.
Stromboli is like a rolled calzone almost.
Okay.
Very much a street food in Italy. You'll see a lot of people that'll grab them and be walking with a Stromboli, so kind of a little hand calzone almost.
Okay, I was going to say, is it like a calzone? Okay.
Because
you also have the Amerigo?
Amerigo.
Okay, with the gnocchi tots, it's the eggs, gnocchi, okay. But the thing, the frittella, I have a question on this because it says a plate cake?
It is a plate cake. So
what is that?
So a plate cake is basically somewhere between a crepe and a large pancake, right? Because we don't do a stack. You know?
Okay.
Italians don't really do brunch anyway, so we're kind of creating as we go. So we create this nice thinner plate cake. So it's a nice presentation with the fruit over the top. And that way it's not too rich, but gives you that, if somebody has that sweet tooth for brunch,
okay,
it's a good choice.
You guys are going to be live at the Vineyards. People are hearing this and they're going to be like, I need to get to your booth. What are you guys going to be serving at Live at the Vineyards? This is just between us. Don't tell anybody.
Okay. All right. It'll be our secret. So using seasonal ingredients, we're going to do a summer corn tortellini.
Okay.
Using a little sweet corn and Parmesan broth, a little brodo, with a little poached shrimp on top. So it'd be a nice little summer bite.
Wow. Now I'm listening to this. I'm at my house or, you know, I'm somewhere and I'm hearing all these great food. I don't want to wait until Live at the Vineyards. Where do I go?
Sure.
Where do I go to get some of this great food?
Well, come see us. We are in Jefferson Park. We're at 2900 West 25th Avenue. Okay. Jefferson Park, for people that don't know, is right between Mile High Stadium and the Lo-Hi neighborhood. You can get a reservation on our website, sartos.com. That's S-A-R-T-O-S.com. Or call us, 303-455-1400. And again, we're open for dinner. We're open for brunch Saturday, Sunday. And then we have our pantry, which is a more fast casual deli market that's open Monday through Saturday.
Great. Okay, so now you have no excuse. You know where to go to get some great Italian food. Also, this will be some great food at Live at the Vineyards. I hope to see you there Saturday, August 10th, Live at the Vineyards, Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers, and also Sartos. Thank you so much for coming in, Taylor.
Thank you.